pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
This NFL Draft Props Edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. WinBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WinBet has what you need to win. Bet 100, get 100 at winbet.com or download the WinBet app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. We're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party this Saturday. Sweat out your bets and win some awesome prizes with us over at youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast, and make sure to fill out our listener survey for a chance to win a $100 SGPN gift card. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survey.
Hey everybody, Joe Theismann here. You're listening to SGPN. So do this, let it ride.
Everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kram?
Dog.
Yeah, there we go. Fixed it just in time for my beautiful face. Shout out to video. Everything's working great here.
Yeah, little gremlins in the studio.
Oh, I was excited to talk
trying
Thursday
to stop us to oh talk about the National Football League.
It's because we allowed soccer talk to happen. the wires are shorting out. Yeah, I mean, look. Sometimes the studio makes its own statement.
Yeah, Billy, check out Billy Bahate, host of the Soccer Gambling Podcast, was in studio. Him and his son out here in L.A. for WrestleMania had a pop in the studio.
He took advantage of the SGPN daycare services. Another friendly corporate perk here at SGPN.
Son was really enjoying the basketball hoop, putting in some work.
Fun to find out that they play basketball. They let kids play basketball in school.
I did not know our friends across the pond were hoopers as well. I know they got their wickets and their fish and chips, but I didn't know they were also into the old basketball. Speaking of basketball, make sure you tune in Saturday. We're giving away prizes, having live bets, instant reactions from Justin Decker, superfan, all going down for the Final Four. Make sure you smash that subscribe button, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. Ryan, I like it because you've been, well, I'm not going to bring up your record, but I think by you picking against San Diego State, you've ensured a happy Justin Decker come Saturday as his team moves on. The San Diego curses have been lifted, and the Aztecs will once again go on to the national championship.
Will we get a live supercharger song?
Oh, definitely. And that's going to be because we're going to be cutting to Decker, watching the game in our over by God's eye. We got a lot of stuff. It'll be lot of fun. A
lot of plans.
But of course, here we're going to talk NFL draft props. We're going to be doing a bunch of these draft prop shows, but it felt good to get some in the book. And of course, WinBet. Bet big, win bigger over at WinBet. Download that WinBetting app if you haven't already. What are you doing? Take it as a personal insult. If you haven't, head over to winbet.com. Take advantage of the Bet 100. Get 100. State restrictions apply. Fire up that app. Get started today. Start winning. Bet big, win even bigger. State restrictions apply. And hey, here's the thing. WinBet got that parlay wheel. Who doesn't love a good parlay wheel? Spin that. And of course, if you hit the longest long shot parlay of the week, you get $1,000 free credit. So many ways to win. And of course, offer subject to change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. It's 21 or older and present in the state. We're playing through Win Minutes Mobile. If you or somebody knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And mention the watch party for the Final Four. We will be announcing the winner of the three-night stay at the Circa Las Vegas. Hang out with us, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. And if you don't win, no worries. You can still get a discounted room when you use the promo code SGP15. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. Kramer, I'm fired up. I already put in a couple long shot bets for the draft props. Draft season is here. Ready to go. Let's get to it.
I was going to say, not only that, Sean, but behind the scenes in the office yesterday, we were having a little early futures conversation. Mm-hmm. I'll save it, but I got very excited about a team to win the division. Already put it in my pocket. Oh my God. Well, I figured we're going to do some sort of NFL futures live from Circa. So I figured I'd save it in my pocket for that. Cause I plan on betting it at the Circa as well. Get some paper tickets, feel good
paper
about
it. Paper tickets always super right. fun. Well, I had to get down on some of these digitally, Ryan, because I just didn't. The worst thing is if something happens, these draft props really do swing a bunch. So obviously you find the best price, but there's some fun long shots and not in the QB market, but we'll start there.
All right, let's get to it. Yeah, I figured we'd start with more of the mainstream stuff up front. First quarterback, we are at that place where people feel very certain about an outcome, and that's CJ Stroud going to the Carolina. Well, I guess we feel good about two things. We feel good about the Carolina Panthers not trading the pick again.
I think there's still a small chance there,
and we feel well the price. So CJ Stroud being -300 here makes me think that people are not only certain that the Panthers are going to draft, but they're certain that Frank Reich is going to draft CJ Stroud over Bryce Young because he's the bigger, the more prototypical quarterback, similar to other guys he's worked with in the past. That's all that's based on. So then you have Bryce Young, who was the number one prospect until he wasn't at +250. You then have Anthony Richardson, AKA AR-15, AKA guy used to be 100-1 to go first overall. He's now plummeted all the way down to 750.
Well, he was like 3-1 briefly, and then it's cooled off because of the after the Panthers trade a little bit.
Personally, I think the Panthers trade does not cool me off on the idea of if Reich is truly drafting a quarterback. I don't think anyone can be so certain it's Stroud over Young over Richardson. Now, I think if you're going to use the fact that Reich has liked large body, prototypical arm guys,
Cannon,
you got to cross Richardson off. But the owner could be meddling here.
Yeah.
And it's a Panthers team that had their most recent success with who? Sean? Cam Newton. And who has Anthony Richardson been comp to?
Oh, no.
Cam Newton.
Shane in the YouTube chat said he got AR-15 at 300-1 in January. So I don't know. I guess you could try and sell that ticket. Oh, if I was
100%. I'm not usually
much of a hedging guy, but take that over to our buddies over at Prop Swap and get down on that. I was on Hoops Peterson on VSIN. We talked a little draft props maybe this a couple months ago, and Hoops and I were aligned at CJ Stroud, but that was at +350. And again, it was pre Panthers trade. And I'm not saying I see the future, but it was just more like, why not Stroud at that price?
Well, Stroud always made sense when he was the dog because he had the size and the arm talent and the production. Now, obviously, still played in the system of Ohio State that hasn't produced a ton of successful quarterbacks, as is Bryce Young in Alabama. You can. So again, like, I think there's enough doubt there, and Anthony Richardson showed out well enough in underwear.
Ryan, have you seen? Well, you want to talk about showing off the before and after photos of Will Levis?
No, let's just.
I didn't know Bax had that many muscles. Like he was.
So yeah, I
he
think
might be on something.
I think to round out the rest of the odds, 50-1 for Will Levis, who fortunately it seems like. That, and maybe we have to thank Anthony Richardson for being more of more of everything. But Will Levis has fortunately soured on some of these teams, it seems. And then you have Hendon Hooker, Tanny McKee, Jaren Hall, and Jake Haner, all 150-1. Obviously, they're not going first. So, you probably shouldn't have more. Like, I guess you include Will Levis because who knows. It does seem we have seen some mocks where now Hendon Hooker is the third quarterback. But I don't think there's any doubt. It's probably going to come down to Stroud or Young. Now that being said, Sean, in the futures draft, the industry futures draft that we're a part of, I with these odds, which I think we basically drafted at a similar price for everyone. My game was well. I remember last year. I think we're at a peak time of information trade for draft, and 100%. What was our takeaway last year? All the early movement is both based solely on mock drafts.
Yeah.
And mock drafters don't know shit.
100%.
So I know we've heard things from people about Stroud going to Carolina. I know we've heard things from people about the Colts being interested in AR-15.
Yeah.
If that's true, what if Ursa is willing to give a king's ransom to come up to one?
Well, and there's
to take AR-15.
There's a
anyway. So we faded Stroud at that price, and we bought a piece of both Young and Richardson to go first overall.
So there's a number of things happening. Obviously, Panthers 1, Texans 2, Cardinals 3, and Colts 4. I would not be shocked at all if the Cards trade out of 3, because if you're a team that wants a quarterback and you're looking to jump up and get ahead of the Colts, or the Colts want to get ahead of someone trying to jump up in front of them, the Colts are certainly motivated to go up from 4 to 3. And if you're the Cards, you're like, hey, we're not going to draft a quarterback. We can still get Will Anderson and get some extra picks. Colts are like, hey, you know, we don't have to give up too much.
We'll give you Kyler Murray and two first round picks for Lamar Jackson right now.
There's a lot going on here. At the price, I'm not touching CJ Stroud at a minus 300 favorite. There's still way too many variables here, and Bryce Young at plus 250. I don't even know if that's interesting to me. I think just right now, as the odds are, I think a slight dabble on Richardson and Levis because of the prices and because of the volatility.
I'm out on Levis. Like it's unfortunate, but he didn't do what AR-15 did at the combine. And that was his only chance. If he somehow had a 44 inch vertical and 4.440 like Will Levis.
Well, maybe it's just as far as betting. I mean, again, if I was doing a mock draft right now, I would probably go chalky with Stroud 1, Bryce Young 2.
If you said to me you have to put a mortgage payment on a bet right now,
yeah, I would go CJ Stroud.
Bryce Young is clearly the best quarterback.
Yeah,
and I don't like Frank Reich might have liked big guys in the past, but I don't know if everyone is so certain. Bryce Young is clearly the best quarterback. I've been a Bryce Young hater, yeah. Sean, and I will tell you this: he's the only quarterback that we're discussing that dropped back and made NFL progressions, that made NFL plays. And yes, he had a great offensive line, and yes, Alabama quarterbacks aren't generally successful. And yes, he's undersized, which Frank Reich hasn't liked in the past, but Frank Reich also likes to win. So I think it is interesting that everyone is so certain, like our friends over at the SGPN Fantasy Football channel are saying Stroud 1, Young 2. And I know You know, again, smart people have told me just take the exacta. It's a locked in thing. Nothing's a locked in thing at this point. So I'll fade that. And if you said mortgage payment on one guy right now, it's Bryce Young at +250.
Wow.
We still have a month for people to get their head out of their ass and realize that Dang Kugler and Mel Kiper haven't fucking run a football team in their life.
All right. I'll take Young, but I'm also going to take some Anthony Richardson at 7.5 to 1.
And that's what I would recommend. Like, again,
nothing major on either, but
you missed the fun with AR 15, but it does. If there's anyone that is going to cause a trade up, right? Like your small chance Carolina trades out, it's because someone really wants AR 15.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, let's say Indy really wants AR 15. Let's say even Houston, they love AR 15.
The Ravens. That would be electric.
The problem with the Ravens is they don't have, I don't think they have many first.
They have Lamar. Rounders.
Well, that's true. Yeah, obviously they would probably be looking to move Lamar as well.
If the Colts, Shane Steichen can get Lamar Jackson for this pick plus next year's first round pick, he says yes right now.
Yeah, I mean, again, if I'm Shane Steichen, I know the Colts are tired of like these veteran quarterbacks to kind of patch things up, but and not really finding their guy, dude. Lamar could be your guy, and especially if you're in the AFC, there's so many good quarterbacks in the AFC. You'd be crazy not to try and take a shot at him.
Lions also dark horse to randomly deal for Lamar.
Yeah, and they still have a bunch of draft capital from that Jared Goff trade. I think they are certainly a dark horse. I mean, could you imagine Lamar Jackson there with Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown? This is funny because we were having this exact same conversation in the office, and our buddy was going, "You really think Lamar would want to go to Detroit? Doesn't he want like good players around him?" And we were like, "Yeah, well they got some good young receivers." And then Ryan goes, "Brock Wright?" Like.
James Mitchell.
I like Brock Wright, but it was hilarious that you were using that as a reason where Lamar might be in on the trade to Detroit, so you could pair up with Brock Wright.
Real quick, the odds for Lamar's next team, it's still Colts at the top at 3-1, but now the Falcons are tied with the Lions at second at +450.
I can't pronounce Kino Gatate in the chat saying, "Can someone explain how Lamar is elite when he's never had a 4,000 yard passing season and only had 3,000 plus once?" Listen, I think you
got to evaluate total yards.
Well, total yards, obviously he's a former NFL MVP. And again, like, I think he's in that. Do I think he's, you know, top five? No. Do I think he's like top 10? Certainly. And I think in the right situation, you could really get a lot out of Lamar. And I don't think he's a good fit for every team. And you have to really be willing to commit to like building your offense around him. Ultimately, it does feel like there's still a world where maybe they work it out with the Ravens because they've done so much to build around Lamar.
Playground rules. Like, how many guys in the league legitimately are going out there and winning games for their team?
Yeah, I mean,
the quarterback position.
The fantasy football feed in the chat saying 45-16 as a starter. I mean, again, the guy has won a shit ton of games. I think it is fair to be critical that he only has one playoff win.
0-1 against Wink Martindale, also.
Yeah, and. Again, everyone makes excuses for the receiver talent. I think there's something there, but also I think great MVP like quarterbacks do. They do
Isaiah Hodgins. They elevate guys. I see where you're going there.
They elevate guys. So I get
that's why I like Vanilla Vic better than Lamar Jackson.
All right, QB exacta, Ryan.
All right, I figured this was more of a carry on conversation. So,
but like for me, the QB exacta market, like Stroud, Young. Is -250 in the QB exacta market, but meanwhile Stroud is -300 to go first. Like, to me, there's no value in going on the chalky -300 to -250.
Yeah, I think the way you probably play this is you play the Young AR-15 version.
Well, and obviously,
or you juice your AR-15.
Obviously, shop around because Levis to go first is 50-1, but then Levis Young QB exacta is 50-1.
I think like I said, I think the only value here is putting, like, you can juice AR-15's +750 to 12-1 with Young, 13-1 with Stroud.
Yeah, even that though, I don't think that's worth it, because you're like, if a trade up happens, if Carolina changes their mind, you know, we don't really know what they're leaning. But to me, like the plus 500 or plus, you know, 550 there, you get on top of it, isn't worth it. Like, I think you just play AR-15 straight. And I think if you're going to, I don't think they're probably out yet, but quarterbacks to go 1, 2, 3. And if you're going to go chalky, maybe even you look into that with the idea that there's going to be a trade up with the Cardinals to get Anthony Richardson. So a CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, Anthony Richardson, 1, 2, 3.
Well, and then you have to factor in that the Colts want a quarterback. And if they get jumped,
yeah,
perhaps quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4. And then, yeah, I think like maybe the way you play it is if we see more and more people start to sneak Hendon Hooker in as the third guy, maybe that's how you juice up your exacta or your trifecta.
Yeah. But I don't know. There's honestly other QB exactas, like the 1, 2, none of these are that interesting. Like even the crazy long shots, if you like those, just take Will Levis 1. But again, you made a good case against it.
Any chance that AR-15, like young AR-15, 13-1, that's no, I'm out. All right. One more quarterback one that I thought would be fun to talk about. A guy who I think, you know, it's fun to talk about how he was college for a long time, how he's basically the same age as Lamar Jackson and Dan Jones, who have been in the league now and are working onto a second contract, or at least some of them. Yet I do think he's better than people are letting on. And I think I think he is most likely to be on an NFL team for a bit.
Yeah.
Unless he wants to like go the AJ McCarron, I just want to play ball and get into spring football. I think he's going to he's older, so he's going to know how to hold the clipboard. He's going to know how to potentially coach. And I think he throws a decent ball compared to some of these dudes. And I get it. He's coming from Georgia, lined up with talent, but the market we have here is what round will he be drafted in? So it's not an over under for the pick. I couldn't find that, but first round 100-1. Second round 50-1, third round 12-1, fourth round 450, fifth round 330, sixth round 250, seventh round 330, and not drafted 5-1. So throwing it up in the universe, when I look at him compared to some guys that got drafted in the mid, like, do I think he's going to be a better quarterback than Malik Willis? 100%. Yes. So I think he's potentially Desmond Ridder?
If I'm Stetson Bennett, I'm sending a thank you, like a gift basket, to my boy Brock Purdy, because the fact that Brock Purdy was a guy who just won a lot of games in college, didn't have any.
He's better than Brock Purdy.
Well, again, like, isn't that your pitch to if you're in the war room, isn't the comparable to Brock Purdy, a guy who just played a shit ton of football at a high level, won a shit ton of games? Yeah. He's not the most athletic guy. Yeah. He's not the, nothing flashy about him, but he's a guy that could come in and maybe win some games. I mean, Brock Purdy, the run he went on last year, I think, really, really helps Stetson Bennett's chances of landing on an NFL team. Now, will someone actually use a draft pick on him? I don't know, because look at the first quarterback. The fact that there are 8 guys to bet on, to me, it's kind of a QB heavy draft.
So
I don't know, like, where does he land within that?
Well, I didn't even put all the quarterbacks that had odds, Sean. Let me see if I can.
Okay, so maybe they do have some crazy ones. To me, it's probably like a 6th, 7th not drafted.
So after the ones that I had listed, you have Max Duggan, 200-1, Dorian Thompson Robinson, 250-1, who's an interesting. I've heard him rumor. Like, apparently, the Seattle brass really enjoyed their time they spent with him, wherever they spent that time. So look out for that. Stetson Bennett, 300-1 with Malik Cunningham, which Malik Cunningham, athlete, again, Lamar Jackson light over there, but Stetson Bennett, obviously not going first, but do I think all of these quarterbacks are going ahead of him?
Yeah.
Matt, you think so?
Of all the ones you listed,
I not that I'm looking to, like, I don't think he's going to go undrafted.
I'm going to take undrafted because it's 5-1. Because I think try
5'11", 192. Do you want to know what Drew Brees came in at the combine in 2001? 6'2", 213. So Drew Brees, all time great small quarterback. Is he another Drew Brees?
I mean, Brock Purdy's 6'1".
No, 5'11". 12. 5'11", 192 at the combine.
Who?
Stetson Bennett.
No, I'm saying I'm comparing him to Brock Purdy.
Oh.
So who's 6'1", 212. I mean, his athleticism score, his production score were all Stetson Bennett's were higher than Brock Purdy's. I'm going to go undrafted just because of the odds, but I do think he's going to land on a team. I think he's going to be one of those UDFAs that gets like guaranteed money. To me, it's just the way the odds are, like it could be 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well, Mel Kiper is on record. I did a little bit of research on this one. Mel Kiper was on record saying 4-6.
Yeah.
McKay also on record 4-6.
So I you know, which,
look at the odds.
4-6. Yeah, but then it's like which of those rounds? So what do? You put a unit on 4, 5, and well, 6.
I don't know if that's the best way to do it.
Well, then what's the best way to do it, right?
I think you shocked the world. I think with this elevated quarterback class. All right, again, I'm going to measure like Desmond Ridder, better measurables. But could someone talk themselves into him in the third round? Because quarterbacks are getting.
No, 100% no. I think you're getting. I think you're getting sucked into.
I'm getting too cute.
No, you're evaluating these guys with the. As a football person, as a guy who's knowledgeable about football, and
not
you're going,
scout.
Anthony Richardson sucks. He's not going to be good in the NFL. True. You shouldn't draft him number one. You have to identify it. These guys, they love the buy low, sell high mentality. And Stetson Bennett, he's already played his best football. But again, the Brock Purdy thing, I think, helps him. For me, I'm going undrafted because there's so many scenarios in my mind where he goes undrafted. 5-1, that to me is better than trying to pick 4, 5, 6, round three.
Matt Corral, Desmond Ridder, and Malik Willis all went in the third round last year.
Yeah, and I can totally see why.
Do you think the presence of more good quarterbacks helps draw the rest of the class up or drives it down because there's less demand in the middle rounds?
I think it hurts it because I think the quarterback needy teams will take some, and then
even with the way that some smarter teams like the Eagles have been drafting backup quarterbacks and using them as assets.
Yeah, I get that, but
49ers.
I don't know. I don't 49ers were hilarious. They said they did not regret the Trey Lance trade.
I mean, that was them regretting it.
All right. What are you going with, Ryan?
I told you. I'm going to take a stab at the third round. 12-1. Let's fucking go.
Speaking of taking a stab, oh man, have you taken a? You may be doing a little stabbing in the bedroom with your sword, and you want to make sure you have a rock hard sword. You can't do battle in the bedroom with a soft sword. That's why you got to unsheath your sword over at swordvitality.com using that promo code SGPN. So many products that got you covered, can increase your stamina, help you thrive as a man in the bedroom with some increased blood flow. Again, you don't have to hide it. You can be proud of it. You already manscaped. Why not take care of the plumbing over at swordvitality.com? Promo code SGPN. Stop buying those highly suspect, gas station pills. You don't need those. And again, it's nothing to be ashamed of. The sword gets a little soft. You're getting older. It's no big deal. Sword Vitality is here to help. Unsheath your sword over at swordvitality.com and use the promo code SGPN for a nice discount at checkout. That's swordvitality.com. Promo code SGPN. And we're also brought to you by Shady Rays. Oh, look, I just popped on my Shady Rays. YouTube.com/sports gambling podcast. Love the Shady Rays. Again, like, what are you doing this summer? You're going to be out in the boat. You're going to be golfing. We're going to be out in Vegas, hanging out poolside, stadium swim. You know I'm going to be rocking the Shady Rays. Love their policy of replacing your sunglasses if you break them, lose them. Even on day one, they got you covered. Again, the Shady Rays, you protect your eyes. You look like a real legit badass, and just love them. I mean, they're comfortable. They look cool. What more do you want from sunglasses? Love me some Shady Rays. Go to ShadyRays.com. Use promo code SGPN for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself. The shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
All right, Kramer, first quarterback selected. Let's go.
Yeah, and it's some say it's a stacked class. Seems like the total for a number in the first round is going to be dangled somewhere between six and a half, five and a half. We're doing first cornerback selected overall. You got Christian Gonzalez out of Oregon, minus 190. Witherspoon out of Illinois, plus 165. Joey Porter Jr., 9-1. Brian Branch, 25-1. Then you got Cameron Smith, 50-1. Is it Keely Ringo at 50-1? Deontay Banks, 50-1, and Emmanuel Forbes. A little bummed out when I saw our guy Dynasty Dorks post the pronunciation guide for the NFL draft. I was hoping you maybe didn't see that. Because I was like, ah, this is a cheat code. Sean's going to be able to, I mean, the draft is not nearly going to be as fun. All right, as far as this market, it does seem like the second you saw what Christian Gonzalez was, it was like, all right, he's long, he's fast, he's athletic. Like, this is the exact kind of guy that the prospect community will get excited about. And then Witherspoon's the dude that just balled out. Like,
Witherspoon, PFF said they were, his tape in Illinois was the best tape they've seen in 9 years of grading tape. And
which I love these fucking statements are hilarious.
I know, it is profound. No,
same guy graded that tape.
I mean, that's my similar breakdown. You know, Gonzalez is the athletic freak. Maybe needs a little so more polish. So
we're ruling, like, we don't think Joey Porter's kid has a chance.
Joey Porter Jr. He's had interviews with the Patriots, Steelers, Commanders, and Cowboys.
Like, they're all drafting relatively late.
Yeah, to me, I think. Also, you have to consider, like, the teams that are going to be drafting a cornerback. Because
two of the last 3 years, a cornerback's been drafted third overall.
Yeah. So Cardinals, we got a list of teams looking for a cornerback. Cardinals at number 3. I think that would be too crazy, but makes sense in a trade down. Lions either at 6 or 18, I think, is in play. Falcons. I think
certainly they take a cornerback.
Detroit. Who? Detroit. I think one of those picks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tricky because I also think, you know, we always get excited about the trade up possibilities. I wonder in a class this deep with corners, how much folks are going to covet one guy over the other. It does seem like a two horse race at the top. And I think like the this is prospect time. And that's, I think, why Gonzalez out of Oregon is the clear favorite, because he looks the part. He did well.
It's like right out off the combine.
He did well at the drills of the combine. He's nice and long. Like, he's certainly like your prototypical Jalen Ramsey, can kind of shut down anyone. But I mean, again, you watch Witherspoon play and he's like, oh, he's good. Like, you, I just don't, there are times where I think you have to be somewhat aware that like this kid has a massive advantage. Why is he not putting the same film out there? Coaches are arrogant. I get it. They think they can develop anyone. Are you doing anything but just taking the chalk here?
No, I am. I like Witherspoon at +165, just because I think it's closer to a coin toss, and I'm not going to lay 2-1. I understand why Gonzalez is the favorite, and I'll give you a dark horse. I already bet Cam Smith 50-1.
Really?
Yes. The reasoning being, if you watch, I mean, again, like
going to Beamer's kids.
Yeah. PFF has him graded third in the class. And his profile is just like a legit
dog. Didn't know you were a PFF legit guy.
No, I mean, what's, I don't know. They grade college.
Yeah, no, I'm just fucking with you.
Okay.
I didn't know you had allegiances to other places.
No, I don't have any allegiances.
Well, you got PFF in the back pocket.
I just think if there's one guy on this list, what was your quote? Dan Campbell was walking around. He said four guys had it.
Yeah. So of the 30 guys that Dan Campbell spoke to at the combine, the allowed interviews, only four of them had it.
And I think the way Cam Smith plays football,
did they interview him?
Is very, I'll have to double check.
Cause I mean, Gonzalez ran a 4.38 40, which makes him pretty sexy.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's a lot of people saying, is Cam Smith the Lions cornerback of the future?
Oh.
Now, maybe they don't take him at six and whatever. I just think there's a world at 50-1. I'm taking a small sprinkle. So give me Cam Smith at 50-1 and give me Witherspoon at +165.
Yeah, I'm not sprinkling anything, and I'll fade the chalk with you with Witherspoon. No, I'm going to fade the chalk, Sean.
You're fading the chalk and you're taking.
I think you have to fade chalk at this point in the draft process. It's insane not to. All right.
Yeah.
First wide receiver, a little bit more of a public market here. Everyone heard of the pro day of Jackson Smith and Jigba. You know, Sean, he's not even the best receiver on his own team. Marvin Harrison Jr. is that, and way more cold blooded.
Terrell Furman, of course, pointing out that, that Cam Smith is the one that had the drop yo nuts line, and that really fits the Dan Campbell method of playing football.
Yeah, maybe I should sprinkle this with you.
Yeah, that's, dude,
very,
I'm telling
good
you.
Logic. So Jackson Smith and Jigba, who everyone is just penciling in as the top guy, although I've also heard from multiple like film guys that he's a slot only guy. So either the wide receiver class really is down, or NFL teams are changing their ways, because there's no way a slot only guy is the first receiver off the board.
Yeah,
-250.
I think like Cooper Kupp is his comps. To me, that's not the type of guy that goes first overall. First receiver.
Yeah.
Off the
so
board.
Then you have Quentin Johnston, who's a bit more prototypical in terms of an overall top receiver +550. Zay Flowers, another kind of, he plays, so he's also a little of the Jackson Smith and Jigba, smaller, compact, a good runner, but he played outside at Boston College. I've seen the Golden Tate comps for Zay Flowers. Then you then have Jordan Addison, who, you know, he took that big NIL money to go from Pittsburgh to USC. Didn't have a great last season, but +850. And then you have Jalin Hyatt, 20-1 out of Tennessee. Josh Downs, which he's very interesting. Teams really like his route running, 100-1. Kayshon Boutte out of LSU, 100-1. Rashi Rice, 150-1, along with Hutchinson, a bunch of guys. We don't have to keep going down this list. None of these guys are going ahead. I will say, a guy to circle in terms of someone who could shoot up draft boards, and maybe we grab an early over on, is Cedric Tillman. If not for an injury earlier in the year, he could have been the alpha there in Tennessee. It turned out to be Jalin Hyatt had that big 5-touchdown game against Alabama, so everyone remembers that. But Cedric Tillman is definitely much more of the big, strong, maybe a slightly poor man's AJ Brown, real good at the point of the catch. For me and Sean, we in the experts draft, most of these futures at this time of year are not football. So we still lean into football and kind of played a similar strategy. It felt like it was, how do you fade the top of the board? How do you fade the top of the board? So we took a piece of Zay Flowers, which we got a better price, +750, and we took a piece of Quentin Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, right now the fact that Quentin Johnson and Zay Flowers are the same price, I'm going to Quentin Johnson. He's kind of like a Debo Samuel-esque guy. Good size, great film. I think. You know, six. What is he like? 6'4", 208.
He's prototypical, right? He's got
He's got the size. He's got the film. He's very easy to talk yourself into. I understand Jackson Smith and Jigbo ran well at the combine, but for me, like again, this is closer to a toss up. I know Terrell Furman and Scott Rochelle in the NFL Gambling Podcast. They also gave out Quentin Johnson at a TCU to go first to the Titans and. I wouldn't even especially if you're going dog on some of these, if you can find the markets, and I'm sure they'll pop up later on in the process. But not only, you know, what like first receiver selected, but what team they go to, I think is a fun way to kind of even juice it up a little bit more. But Quentin Johnson, to me, I'm with you. I also kind of like the Zay Flowers case. He's definitely a guy people can talk themselves into being the first receiver. But I'll just
gun to my head
at this price, I'm going QJ.
Gun to my head, guy who has the most production in the NFL year one, Zay Flowers. But listen to these heights. Johnston at 6'3", Jackson Smith and Jigma 6'1", Addison 5'11", Hyatt 6', Flowers 5'9", Downs 5'9", Tank Dell 5'8", Rashi Rice 6'1", Cedric Tillman, who I mentioned earlier, 6'3". Not a lot of big guys in this draft. So I got a kid named A.T. Perry out of Wake Forest, 6'4". I do wonder, Sean, I do wonder that typically is the one thing that can drive someone up the board. And I just would be shocked if we saw a slot guy go first. So I'm with you, but I would say sprinkle both. I think with Zay Fly, like, I would also sprinkle, you know what, just for the sake of me putting some stake on this, give me Quentin Johnston and give me Cedric Tillman. Bucket.
Cedric Tillman. Yeah.
Like I said, I'm going to be investing in this guy's over under. He's going to go higher than people think.
Okay. But I'm not taking him at 150.
But I'm going to sprinkle him just as a statement.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. I like that. This is statement time.
First tight end market. I thought about doing heads up at the top, but there are some fun options here in the longer shot. In fact, I think this is almost the most interesting market. You have the chalk Michael Mayer out of Notre Dame +120, Kincaid +135, Darnell Washington +330, and then it drops down a bit here to Luke Musgrave 25-1, Sam Laporta 45-1, Tucker Kraft, great name, 65-1, Zach Kuntz, another great name, 75-1, along
Rusty
with Luke
Kuntz.
Luke Schoonmaker. These tight end names are excellent. The NFL is getting better just because these eight guys are going to be on the NFL. Rosses.
Well, and it's a really deep tight end. You know, some of the draft honks saying it's like the best tight end draft class in a while here. To me, the name that jumped out at me, I already got down on this. It's one of my favorite long shot draft prop bets is Luke Musgrave, first tight end drafted. I think there's a real chance he goes to the Packers. There in the middle of the first round.
Shout out to the Beavers.
Luke Musgrave, Oregon State prospect. First off, a lot of people have him ranked as the number one tight end. His season got cut short, his senior season. He dealt with a knee thing. Knee is totally cleared. Knee is completely good. Kincaid, meanwhile, hairline fracture in his back popped up. I think he's going to be red flagged for medical reasons for some people. In the same way that Gronk fell to the second round, I think Kincaid could fall to the second round.
Disrespectful to compare him to Gronk. He doesn't block.
No.
So that's an interesting one because I think Michael Mayer makes more sense to teams because he's a two way tight end.
But the other thing about Michael Mayer is like he doesn't. I mean, Luke Musgrave, it was a sub 4.7 40. Like he has, and he can block well enough. Like I think I think Luke Musgrave is the guy. He's like that perfect mix of you've seen enough on film.
He's a prospect.
He has athleticism and you can project a higher ceiling. You know, Michael Mayer. Yeah. He's just kind of like, he is what you thought he was. He's just a dude out of Notre Dame, highly, you know, consistent, very reliable pass catcher, but not like, it's hard to project a higher ceiling on Mayer. And I think Luke Musgrave is a guy that if you're in that draft room, you can get excited hyping up Luke Musgrave. Love him at 25-1. And to me,
that price is wrong.
The Mayer can, I actually got it at 30-1.
Ooh, so much better than us.
No, I'm just saying what I actually bet it. You can shop around there, but again, it doesn't really matter. The Kincaid Mayer thing. Yeah, I mean, certainly they could go 1-2. Darnell Washington is interesting at +330, but price mixed with like legit opportunity to go. Luke Musgrave is, at least early on, he's been my favorite long shot draft prop.
Sean, I hate, I don't want to bring up the Dallas Goedert comps, but Tucker Kraft, a South Dakota State kid. So another like kind of complete guy, decent combine, not the biggest guy, but very, very
Michael Mayer. They compared to like Jason Witten.
That's not exciting.
No, like I get why you'd want that guy on your team.
6'4", he's 6'4", 249 with a 4.740. Nothing there is exciting.
But Luke Musgrave, I mean, come on, let's talk about it. He's a guy. He's just a guy you could talk yours. He's just a classic.
6'6", 253, ran a 4.6 140, which is right up there with Sam Laporta at the top of the like reasonable prospect class. I'll go with you, and I would. Are we certain these tight end like that? There's not going to be movement in the tight end class.
What do you mean?
I understand it's a good class, but why are Mayer and Kincaid so high? And even Darnell Washington.
No, and again, maybe we put a little on Darnell Washington as well. I just don't.
Georgia guy? I don't know about that. He's a blocker. Like he would be. Yeah, you're right. To me, Darnell Washington's the guy that maybe projects as a fun project. 6'7", ran decent.
He reminded me of like almost Jelani Woods or something.
Like he might develop into something, but no one. I think for you to get taken first as a tight end, you're like someone envisions you as a piece of their offense right away.
Yeah.
And so if you talk about the guys that could step in, I think Musgrave is a project potentially, but he also could draw him up the board. I don't know. You know what? Give me Sam. I'll sprinkle that him and Sam Laporta. Iowa tight ends, dude.
Yeah.
I understand I'm dipping down the board a little bit, but maybe some variance. All right. Last one. Thought it'd be, you're just on Musgrave.
Yeah. I'll just stick with Musgrave.
All right. So last one, cause it seems relevant and interesting, but Jalen Carter's over under has come out, Sean. It's 7.5. I mean, all right. So what's the
over
it, right?
Yeah.
Who spoils this?
Well, there's a couple teams, I think. By all accounts, it sounds like, you know, he's not going to Seattle.
Well, let's walk it out. Of Carolina, quarterback.
Yep.
Houston, quarterback. Arizona, probably a defensive player.
Yeah.
But
maybe he replaced
JJ Watt with Jalen Carter. Will Anderson's on the board. So I would think.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you're just looking at the other odds, like Will Anderson's -300 to be the first.
So I would take. All right. So then Indy quarterback, Seattle. It sounds, sounds like based on, I would say, information that I've three different sources suggesting that Seattle not interested in Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
That's the fifth pick. So you have Detroit. Is he an it guy? I doubt Dan Campbell is going to see what he like, see that kind of knucklehead behavior.
No, but I think like, again, if the Eagles stay at 10 and he's there, they're drafting him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We've now gotten to pick 6 and no one's
taking if the Bears might take him. And supposedly recently I read, he's off the Raiders at 7.
Yeah. So
because the Raiders usually don't care about character stuff, but for whatever, the latest rumor was that he's off the Raiders list. So if you're off the Raiders list and again, I'm with you. I don't think Detroit makes sense. Seattle's already talked themselves out of them. You know, you got Will Anderson and a bunch of quarterbacks up there. I think he falls to at least eight.
I think people were very quickly to say like Jalen Carter's the best football player, best overall football player. But I have a feeling more teams are taking him off the board. I mean, dude, think about the tip of the iceberg. Like we've only seen a little bit, and it at a minimum, this kid doesn't learn from his mistakes.
Yeah.
At a minimum. And what do you think happens when you amplify it with millions of dollars?
No, he's going to drop, but he's such an athlete. Over. Well, and we didn't even talk about it. He showed up like 9 pounds heavier and was
Treylon Burks like didn't do anything the whole rookie season because he was out of shape.
He's
not even a fat guy.
Yeah. A bunch of red flags easily pushes him down to over 7.5. Hey, make sure you tune in to our watch party on Saturday. Giving away prizes, Final Four, tipping off right at 3:00. And shadyrays.com, promo code SGPN. Sword Vitality, promo code SGPN. You know, as always, win bet big, win even bigger. Smash that subscribe button, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. Hang out with us at the Circa for the Masters.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stag in the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Football is only 5 months away, Sean.
Kramer, let it ride. Dog.